Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Obviously, Texas OU is a massive thing. Of course, we call it Texas OU here. Texas OU is a massive showdown, and this year the Red River Celebrity Softball Game will be in conjunction with the Red River Rivalry. So there's a massive softball game being played Thursday, October 4th at Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco, and it's got two teams, a team of celebrities and superstars from Oklahoma and the same from Texas, and tickets are on sale for just $15 at 1053thefan.com/softball. And we're right now very honored to be joined by one of the participants in this game, the great Roger Clemens.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
How you doing, Roger?
Yeah, that's right, you guys. It's right. It's a huge game. It's a huge game, but it's a bigger softball game.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so, man, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, and every once in a while there's a cool event. But, man, the people you guys have been able to get for this game, I mean, each team is just, it's the best of the best of anyone who's ever attended either school. So first and foremost, I want to ask, how did you guys get such an amazing roll call for this thing?
Well, let me tell you this. I'm actually down at the stadium. I do a little work for the Astros, so I'm down at Minute Maid talking to these guys. But I let them know that I thought I was a pretty competitive person until I met Toby Keith a long time ago. And, of course, Toby's a big Boomer Sooner. I tell everybody there's 1 week a year we don't talk, and this would be during that Red River shootout. So we're going to just look at each other across the diamond. But, yeah, we got some competitive players. I mean, you know, Ricky Williams and Quan Cosby. And, I mean, I think he's got Bosworth. I can't wait. These guys, I can't wait to see some of these guys run. But Toby will be out there, Houston Street. I mean, I think I'm going to put Vince Young at shortstop. And, it's going to be game on. I mean, you know, I appreciate you guys being a partner and our good friends at Sewell putting this game on, you know, helping us put this game on. So I'm looking forward to it. We did it last year, helped out the military guys that were all there. We're going to have some military guys involved again. And we're just trying to make it bigger and better, but we want the fans to come out and enjoy it, bring the kids. We got a cool little show in between innings, and we're going to make it fun for everybody the Thursday before the big game on Saturday.
Yeah, we want to remind everybody, you can get tickets at 1053thefan.com/softball. They're just $15, and there's a lot of huge names here. So I'm interested in this, Roger. I mean, obviously with the career you've had and coming out of UT, you're a legendary guy, and when you have that status, people from all walks of life want to get to know you. So who is your favorite UT alum from any walk of life, from Hollywood, from baseball, from football? Who have you had some sort of a good connection with over the years?
Well, I mean, I love Earl Campbell, man. I've ran into Earl a number of times. And so I when he shows up on campus, he's super, super, you know, he's so easy to talk to. And, I mean, he's a Tyler Rose, this dude. I mean, you guys saw how he worked. He didn't look to run out of bounds. I mean, this dude run over people, and he's got a great smile on him. And like I said, if you meet him for the first time, he's going to treat you like, you know, he's known you forever. So he's one of the best. I mean, the guys that come through there, you know, it's been fun to go back. Of course, my boys played their ball there. I wanted them to get back and get to that winning tradition. And but it's fun too. I mean, now that I've known Toby and met so many of the OU people. It's such a cool rivalry. Some great people on both sides. And, you know, like I said, we're doing a lot. I appreciate Toby taking the time out of his schedule. We're all obviously going to be in the area up there, you know, in Frisco and then in the Dallas area for the game. And then it'll be game on. I mean, I think this game's going to be really good. Also, I obviously know the OU quarterback, Tyler Murray, from you know, his baseball days, watching him play against my son. So he can do it all. And it sounds like he gets done quarterbacking for OU, he's going to report to the Oakland Athletics. So it should be fun for everybody. We'll make it fun for everybody. But I thought you were going to ask me where you were going with that, being a legend of Texas. What do I do? I like DJing at night. I like to be a little bit of DJ at night.
Really? Like a big EDM guy at festivals?
Yeah. No, I'll do a little DJing. I've actually got – I lose the nickname the Rocket, and now I'm, at night I'm DJ No Request. I play what I want. A buddy of mine tabbed me with that. He even got me a banner now. We did Times Square a couple of times last year, so we're getting after it.
Are you serious? Okay, so we're talking to the great Roger Clemens here on the Ben and Skin Show. I'm curious, what might we hear if we happen to stop by and hear a Roger Clemens set?
I got to be ready. It's just like, you know, a starting pitcher in the clubhouse on game day. You got to be able to play a little bit. You got to have a playlist that covers everybody. No slow love songs, anything like that. We don't get anybody down or starting to tear up.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to keep it full of life and everything else. So, but I play a little everything. Hey, I tell people it's a program called K Jams, and I love it because it's not karaoke. Karaoke, you got to kind of hold your own. On this K Jams program, I got whoever your favorite singer is. If it is Toby Keith, I got him singing lightly in your background while you're singing over top of him. So I tell people, you can be good, bad, or indifferent. You're going to sound great.
Wow, this is great, Roger. I encourage
everybody to sing.
I had no idea you had gone down this path.
And you guys know music relaxes you, so we're good.
Wow, that's awesome. So you had mentioned that at the game, is there going to be some music performance as well?
There could be. There's a lot of stuff that could be happening. We got a couple little shows by the Superstars are going to come out. I love them. They got a character called Roger Clammons. It's a clam. He'll be dancing. They got a cow. They got a cow Ripken, I think. So they're coming in. They're great for the kids and the moms, the parents, everybody. So we're going to have fun with it. But I can tell you, last year when we did this, Casey Stutter, one of our stars at Texas, one mm-hmm. of our celebrities, Casey, we were getting beat up pretty bad about the third inning. Casey huddled everybody up and aired us all out and got us going. So he's a pretty competitive guy, too.
This is amazing. We're actually talking to Roger Clemens. He's going to be participating in the Red River Celebrity Softball Game Thursday, October 4th at Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco. Tickets on sale for just $15 at 1053thefan.com/softball. But for Oklahoma, you got guys like Toby Keith, Trey Young, Billy Sims, Brian Bosworth, Barry Switzer, and Bob Stoops will be there. For Texas, obviously, you've got Roger Clemens, you've got Vince Young, Ricky Williams, Mac Brown, and I got to know, is McConaughey going to get a piece of this action?
Well, you know what? We had to back him down a little bit. He was my shortstop last year. In the second inning, he dove for a ball, and there was sap coming out of his knees. He was bleeding by the second inning. I had to pull him aside and say, Matthew, this is a celebrity charity softball game, my man. You don't have to dive, but you know Matthew, he's all in. He actually was going to be my shortstop this year, but he has this new movie coming out, so I think they're bouncing him out to L.A. to do his promos for the movie. I don't know that he's going to make it back in time even for the game.
Wow, because you know he's so about UT football. I mean, Lord have mercy.
That man is Pat. He's all in on anything he chooses to do. He's all in, so. But I got Houston Street, Jonathan Gray. I got some guys that can cover some ground. So we'll be ready.
Okay, I want to get your thoughts on the Boz back in the day. Like, back in the day when the Boz was at his finest, what was your take of Brian Bosworth at his peak?
You know, I just remember, you know, I'm kind of a, you know, you guys may not, I'm kind of a Raiders fan. So when I saw Bo Jackson and him go head-to-head, I was kind of enjoying that. But I just remember him, you know, and I get the word from Toby or the guys that know the program better than I do that, you know, he was a pretty intense player. And you get to the NFL, though, you see some of these guys, like I tell people, it's like I tell my boys that are trying to work their way to the big leagues. You know, guys in the big leagues can put wood on a bullet. It doesn't matter how hard you can throw. You know, that's why I was a power pitcher. I wasn't a power thrower. Same thing goes in football. You see these quarterbacks that run a little bit, like an RG3, and they get to the NFL. The problem is, you got guys twice their size that are just as fast or faster. I mean, when you stand on the sidelines, even for a college game, you forget just how fast and, you know, how much ground these guys can cover, and they'll close that, you know, end of round or that run up so quick. They're just – the game is so fast. It's similar to baseball. From the stands, it looks pretty methodical. You get down on the field when one of us are turning the ball loose at 95, 98 miles an hour, you can hear that baseball coming in there.
You know, Roger – as we're talking to Roger Clemens here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Now that I know that you're a DJ, maybe this will change the answer to this question. But are you much of a movie buff at all?
I like movies. I've had a couple fun ones that I've got to participate in, so they're all fun.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. I'm sure you know, but have you ever seen this movie Boyhood that you're in?
You know, I heard about it. I haven't seen it, but I heard them talk about it. I guess they actually shot part of that film when I was on the mound at Minute Maid, I believe.
Yes, because they actually shot the movie over like 8 years, I believe. It's as this boy grows up, and there's a scene where his dad takes him to a game that you're pitching in, and there's footage of you. And I was wondering if you knew that or even had it, because this movie was nominated for an Academy Award. It ended up being a big deal.
I do know the movie, and people had sent me just the outtake of that section of the movie that I was in, and I thought that was pretty cool. Like you said, how they did it over more than a handful of years, they did that.
We're talking to Roger Clemens on the Ben and Skin Show.
You guys, look, you can't forget about Kingpin. You gotta know my other nickname in Kingpin. You know, I played Skidmark in Kingpin.
That was such a great movie.
Yeah,
my favorite part was a truck driver. Oh yes, that's right. What about Big Earn McCracken and his commitment to helping out women, single moms, and in different cities? I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. Yep, I see him out at Pebble Beach sometimes. I love the hairdo.
All right, we're talking to Roger Clemens. All right, got to ask you this as a lifelong Texas Rangers fan. We watched you from afar. You had amazing success, but I always kind of felt like you were ours because you were, you know, went to the University of Texas.
Absolutely.
And so I thought you were a Longhorn, and so you're kind of ours here in Texas. But was there ever a chance that you could have been a Texas Rangers? Was it ever close? Or I'd love to hear that.
Great question. So, yeah, I got to be honest. Through my years at the University of Texas, when I was draft eligible, especially my junior year, we won the College World Series, beat Alabama to win it all. And I think the Rangers had the third pick, Astros had the fifth pick, and every one of my starts at Texas, those scouts were on top of me. So I thought for sure I was going to stay in the home state. And then, you know, I went number one, like, I don't know, in the 17th pick by the Red Sox, and I was pretty shocked. I didn't realize what it, but obviously it turned out to be a great blessing. What was fun for me is being in the American League two or three times a year, I get to come back to Arlington, and all my friends and family, high school, other college friends, they always made the trip to Arlington to watch me work. You know, they didn't have the means to get to Boston or New York or whatever, so it was fun that they were able to come to Arlington, and it was like a family reunion all the time, almost like a Super Bowl where I had to get a lot of tickets a lot of times and then try and refocus on trying to get the Texas Rangers out.
Right, and they had such a good batting order at that time. And I'm just curious, at that time, you didn't have trouble facing just about anybody, but is there anybody in that Rangers lineup that comes to mind that you were like?
Well, no, they could hit, and the weather was warm, and the ball flew out of the old Ranger stadium, and it was jumping pretty good in the new stadium. But what was really cool for me, guys, as you know, I was fortunate enough to, you know, I was a power pitcher. I wasn't a power thrower. And I got to watch some guys when I was coming up, two guys in particular, Nolan Ryan and Tom Seaver. I got to play with Tom Seaver for about a month in Boston. He came in towards the end of his career, and I got to watch him work up close and personal. And then it always was a nice, fun achievement, dream, whatever you want to call it. I got to pitch against Nolan Ryan. I faced Nolan in Arlington. And I think 5 days later, I faced him up at Fenway Park. So we went head-to-head. So it was pretty cool for me to have been watching somebody when you were sneaking in the Astrodome in high school to watch him throw to having a chance to face him one-on-one, in Arlington.
Well, you're an absolute living legend. We appreciate you taking the time. And what an incredible event. Roger Clemens is going to be participating in the Red River Celebrity Softball Game Thursday, October 4th at Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco. Tickets are just $15. You can get them at 1053thefan.com/softball. An amazing cast of characters are going to be playing in this game. And, hey, Roger, we appreciate the time, man. Great visiting with you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for all you're doing. I appreciate it.
All right. There he goes. Roger Clemens, absolute baseball royalty,
that
man.
Was incredible. Okay.
That was so much fun.
Dude, that was incredible. And in the middle of it, a buddy sent me a picture of Roger Clemens DJing last Friday night in Austin that I'm about to tweet out. He wasn't lying. I'm sending this out right now at Skin
so
Wade
insane.
If you'd like to see it.
Dude, he's a DJ now.
I was looking at his stats. 24 years of dominating. I mean, oh my God, his stats are just ridiculous, dude. Year after year after year, just striking everybody out, man. So durable. Man, that was I'm fired up for this game.
I didn't have a good feel for how that was going to go either.
I didn't either.
Like, it went exceptional.
I was walking in on it, and I was like, this would be cool, but like, I didn't know. And he is fired up and awesome.
He just sounded like a normal dude who's hitting on all cylinders, man.
I'm going to that game.
I'm going to that game, too.
I'm going to his set.
I can't wait for you guys to see this picture.
He's about the nicest guy you could ever have on.
All right, dude.
Great answers.
I just tweeted it out.
He answered everything with passion and...
Look at the people dancing around him.
Oh, my God. All right. So, @SkinWade, I'm going to unblock you and follow you now, Skin, to see
really
that picture.
Is DJ No Request. That's his real name.
Love it. Tickets are on sale right now. Just $15. 1053thefan.com/softball. Unbelievable.
How did that just
happen? Texas OU, Toby Keith, Trey Young, Billy Sims, Brian Bosworth, Switzer and Stoops, Mac Brown. Ricky Williams, Vince Young, Roger Clemens. I mean, there's about 20 to 25 guys for both teams, and every name is pretty darn big. So a huge Texas OU charity softball game going on. Again, get your tickets now. This thing will sell out. Just $15 a ticket. If you love Texas OU or you cared about any of these guys, most of them have played in the pros at some level for one team or another, it's 1053thefan.com/softball. 1053thefan.com/softball, Thursday, October 4th at Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco. That was awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.